are having fun bouncing around on the couch, aren't we, Molly? Mm-hmm. It's fun, and it's silly, and it's... What was that? No, Molly, I did not make a rude noise. That sound came from somewhere inside the couch. I wonder what's inside here that would make a noise like that. Hey! It's a horn! See? This round part is full of air, and when I squeeze it, it blows the air out of the horn. Like that! Hey, this is more fun than bouncing around on the couch! I just love to find neat stuff inside the couch. There's so much! Hey, I wonder how much stuff really is inside the couch. Time to go do my clock rug stretch. Come on! Sometimes when I'm full of energy, I need to stretch, like this.
Couch! 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 Couch!
I've tried jumping up and down and the couch keeps floating. Oh, why is this happening? Of course. Molly, you are so clever. Well, the couch started floating when I took everything out. The couch is floating because it's empty. Well, there's only one thing to do. Fill it back up again. Does the trick. Yay! The couch is back down! Woo! Yippee! Woo! Ah, that was a close one. Yep, and to think it all happened because I emptied the couch. Oh, boy. Well, I think enough stuff has already come out of here for today. We'd better do something else. A storybook? Great idea! Here it is. Glasses. Would you like to turn the light on, Molly? Great, thanks. Now, all comfy? You too, Molly? Okay. This is the story of Corky the Clown. Once upon a time, there was a silly little clown named Corky who just loved to drink juice. Any kind of juice. Raspberry, cranberry, orange, grapefruit, carrot, apple, you name it. He loved it. Corky would guzzle it down in ginormous quantities from boxes, bottles, cups, and cans. Corky was a real pig for juice. That little piggy used to sneak into the fridge to get more juice after breakfast. When his sister wasn't looking, Corky would drink her juice. He was a juice thief. And although Corky didn't notice it, he was getting bigger in the belly. One day, Corky went shopping for groceries with his dad at the Clown Mart. It didn't take long before Corky found himself in the juice section of the store, alone. Corky couldn't believe his eyes. Walls and walls of juice! So what did he do? That chubby, sloshy Corky sat down and started to drink all the juice he could get his pudgy hands on. The more he drank, the more he bulged. Corky bulged so much that he couldn't sit up straight anymore. And he rolled over onto his back, spilling even more juice down his mouth. It was disgusting. Corky's dad stepped out of the whoopee cushion section, and what did he see? He saw Corky lying in the middle of the aisle, so full of juice he couldn't move. All Corky could do was waggle his arms and legs and make slurpy gurgle noises like this. Of course, Corky's dad was really embarrassed by such greedy behavior, especially when he had to pay the bill at the checkout counter with Corky stuffed in the grocery cart. On the way home, Corky complained about feeling too full. "Well, that's what happened," said Corky's dad. "But I gotta go," wailed Corky. His dad said, "I'll bet you do, but you'll just have to hold it in until we get home." When they finally arrived home, Corky did his best to dash inside and run to the bathroom. Whoosh went the juice. What a relief. Corky had never felt so full before, and he had never been so glad to feel so empty. Corky still liked to drink juice, but from that day on, Corky knew better than to drink more than he could hold. And that, Molly, is the end of the story of Corky the Clown. Boy, that greedy little clown sure did learn about empty and full the hard way, huh, Molly? wonder if my mailbox is full. Full of mail from Auntie Macassar. Let's go see. Oh, nope, this mailbox is definitely empty. Hi, Snicklefitz.
Meow.
What you looking at? Look at that. It's a little caterpillar. Oh, isn't it cute? And it's so fuzzy. Oh, and it's so friendly, too. Tickle. Hello, little caterpillar. Hello.
Meow.
Well, you're just a little Dickens, aren't you? Barely bigger than my finger. Want to dance?
Well, thank you for the dance. I wonder where that music's coming from. Let's go see, okay? Hello, Granny. I heard music and I thought... Oh, hello, what? Granny, are you making that music?
You bet your balalaika. It's just a little schmaltzy waltz that reminds me of the old country. You should hear me when I play Stairway to Kiev.
What is that? This is my concertina, Lunette. Concertina means little orchestra. Listen, doesn't it sound like there's a whole orchestra hiding inside, playing beautiful music?
Yes, it does.
Now that I have told you about my concertina, maybe you can tell me why you have a caterpillar on your shoulder.
Oh, this is my new friend. Granny, I'd like you to meet Caterpillar. Caterpillar? This is Granny Garbanzo.
Pleased to meet you, Caterpillar. Lunette, it might be a good idea if you put the caterpillar back down in the garden. That's really where they like to be, crawling among the flowers.
Well, I guess I should put him back.
You do that, and then I'll come out and show you how this concertina works, okay?
Okay. Come on, little guy. There you go, little caterpillar. See you later.
Good for you. Now, you put those fingers there and these fingers here, like that. Then you pull the concertina out. Not bad, huh? When you pull the concertina out, it fills with air. Then, when you push the concertina together, it pushes all the air out until it is empty. Then, you have to pull it apart again to fill it up with air.
Your bedhead?
Whew. Whew. Oh, hi there. Ooh. Sorry I'm so out of breath, but I've got a lot of deliveries to make.
I'll say your delivery bag is really full.
You can say that again.
Your delivery bag is... Oh, never mind.
Well, my delivery bag won't be so full after I make my special delivery, too. Lunette the Clown!
Why, thank you, Major Bedhead. Guess who it's from?
Auntie Macassar.
You're right.
How did you know?
I peeked.
Dear Lunette, I
was traveling through the tundra town of Tuktoyaktuk when I found a gift for you. It's meant to keep things in. And although this gift is empty now, I want you to know my heart is full of love for you.
Take care, your Auntie Macassar.
Oh, that's so sweet.
What did she send you?
This little cage, see?
Oh, wow, that's great. But it's empty. Do you have anything to put inside to fill it up?
Yes, I do have something. My little friend the caterpillar. Oh, this cage is the perfect size.
A caterpillar? Oh, boy, where is it?
Follow me. You can put it in the cage for just a little while, and then back into the garden it goes.
Caterpillar! Well, it's not where I put it anymore. Well, I can't seem to find it.
Keep looking. It must be here somewhere.
Granny, is that the caterpillar we're looking for?
Caterpillar. Oh, wake up, caterpillar. Caterpillar? Oh. Granny, what's wrong with the caterpillar? Oh. He used to dance and wiggle when I petted it like this. Now it's not moving at all.
Well, Lunette, the caterpillar is gone.
What do you mean it's gone? It's right there. It's just not moving.
No, sweetie. When I say that the caterpillar is gone, I mean that it's not alive anymore.
It's not?
It used to be full of life. Now it's empty. Do you understand?
I think so. But I'm not sure.
Well, it's like this.
Sometimes you have to say goodbye. I'm sorry. 'Cause sometimes things just have to go their own way. I have to say, if it starts, it has to end. But you'll be happy again in good time. Now it is gone, but your memories are strong. You can remember. Sometimes things just are. One time it was full of life, now it's empty. Sometimes things that were are true. Believe me when I tell you, if it starts, it has to end, but you'll be happy again in good time. Now it is gone, but your memories are strong. You can remember. Sometimes things just are.
When it lived, it was full of life. Now it's empty. I'll think of it from time to time, now and again.
'Cause when your heart is on the mend, you'll be happy again.
Happy again.
In good time, life carries on,
carries
just
on,
like a song.
Just
so
like
just
song,
remember,
just like
sometimes things just
oh, Bedhead, don't take it so hard. That's life.
That was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Oh, here, take my handy-dandy honky-hanky.
Thanks, Granny. Don't worry about me. I'll be okay.
Okay.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
What you doing, Lynette?
Oh. Well, when my couch was empty, it started to float up into the air. So I figured maybe that's what happened with the caterpillar. So I'm saying goodbye. Goodbye, caterpillar.
Bye-bye, caterpickle.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Steady, bedhead.
No, I mean the clouds. Pretty little white fluffy clouds. Hello, little clouds.
I'm going to go now.
Are you gonna be okay?
I'll be fine. Just take care of Major Bedhead.
You betcha.
You can almost see little pictures in the clouds. That one looks like my unicycle.
Let's go.
Looks more like a turnip to me.
Hi, Molly. No, nothing's wrong. I'm just glad that you're my friend and that we're both full of life. I love being full of life. Being full of beans, full of energy, full of fun and... Hey, who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I know, I did. Well, then I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Molly, that was quick. Well, the couch feels really full now. Full of stuff and full of life and full of love. Just like you. Time for a snooze. Thanks for coming by for a visit. Give someone you love a hug. Bye. And the clown jumped over the moon.